The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Mr. Ira Weintraub on the other side of the county. Want to let you know at Black Rock Bar and Grill, you cook your steak or seafood at your table on a 755-degree slab of volcanic rock. Every bite is hot and cooked just the way you like it. And Black Rock also has a complete menu of fully prepared appetizers, salads, sandwiches, burgers, entrees, and desserts. You can join them for lunch, a date night, or a family night out. Call ahead for priority seating. That's recommended. It's encouraged. Or you can order online for carryout. Experience steak on a stone at Black Rock Bar and Grill on State Street, just south of I-94, right here in Ann Arbor, where parking is ample and free. So, Mr. Weintraub, we are jam-packed the rest of the show. We won't have an opportunity to get back and talk Masters, which begins 3 o'clock today.
No, if that's TV is at 3 o'clock today. Sam, the tournament starts this morning.
Yeah, but television.
Oh, okay, but the tournament starts, so people know, because you can watch online starting at like 8 o'clock or 10 o'clock this morning or something.
Gotcha. I'll be watching. Television-wise, so you're, for your viewing pleasure, 3 p.m. today. So, Ira, set the stage. Give us a glimpse, a preview of this year's Tigerless, which we all knew was going to be the case, but Tigerless Masters. What's the outlook?
Well, I think that's the first part of it, is that it's a Tigerless Masters. And to me, it doesn't matter, but to a lot of people out there that it does. I hope it doesn't, but it does. It's the same names every year that you go into it, right? You know, so taking Tiger out of it. But in this new era of golf, if you want to call it that, the post-Tiger era, not that we're truly post-Tiger, but Dustin Johnson leads the way. He's the odds-on favorite. He's the defending champion. He won it in the fall. It's a very different course in the fall than it is in the spring. It lays out different. The grass is different. The wind blows different. All kind of stuff. That's all different. But it's such a great tradition. It's such a great event. And it actually starting right now, Sam, with the honorary starters. And this is really cool. They've added a new honorary starter this year. So Jack Nicklaus is going to be one of the honorary starters, as he's been for years. Gary Player is an honorary starter, as he's been for years. And now Lee Elder has been added, the first African-American to play in the Masters. He played in it back in 1975. And he is making his debut this year as one of the honorary starters. And in fact, it is happening right now on the Masters app, if you're watching online, which I happen to be doing while we're doing this as well. But you look at Dustin Johnson, you look at Justin Thomas, you look at Jordan Spieth, who's back in this conversation, you look at Jon Rahm. Those are the names that you've been talking about, or we've been talking about for years in this conversation. And then if you want to throw in, you know, some of the other names, some young names like a Cameron Smith, a guy that I think keep an eye on. Colin Morikawa is a guy to keep an eye on, because there's a lot of young guys in the game as well. It's just a really fun Thursday to get this thing going and to see how it plays out, because there's going to be something crazy at some point, whether it's weather impacted or something. There's something fun about the matches every year. There's always a cool storyline. And hopefully this year it's a lot of drama on Sunday, because that's what I'm hoping for. A lot of TV to watch, right? I want to watch a lot of golf on TV this weekend.
Right, yeah. And as like I said, we already knew, everyone knew that this was going to be a Tigerless Masters. The accident back in February, the crash. Coincidentally, they released a report yesterday that detailed what led up to the crash. And they say it was speed. Excessive speed was to blame for this crash. It was a downhill stretch of road. Apparently this is a stretch of road where there have been accidents. It's downhill. I guess there's some curvature to it. Anyway, it's a 45 mile an hour zone. And they say Tiger Woods was traveling in excess of 84 miles an hour. It's 84 to 87 miles an hour. And when he hit the tree, his SUV was doing 75 miles an hour. The thought is, because he has no recollection of the crash, the thought is that as he was losing control, that instead of hitting the brake, that he hit the accelerator, which, you know, they say can happen. You get disoriented and you hit the wrong pedal, and that that too contributed to the accident. But no sort of deeper inquiry into impairment or anything like that. Basically the sheriff said, asked and answered. They didn't, they didn't do anything. They didn't seek any warrants for blood samples or anything like that. They didn't feel that that was warranted. So, hey, it's pretty clear what happened here. He was going too fast, way too fast. In the grand scheme, and you can only guess that he was late for that event that he was taking part in over those few days. There were some celebrities that he was working with. And I remember them doing some interviews that day. They said, they were with one of the celebrities on the course, and where's Tiger? Now, this was after the accident, of course, but you figure he was running really, really late for that, and was speeding on a stretch of road that apparently is notorious for accidents, and obviously wound up with the outcome that he wound up with. So they say that as far as his recovery is concerned, that he's better off. Rory McIlroy commented on going to see him and spending a couple of hours with him, and he said that there was talk that he was going to be in a hospital bed for 6 months, and Tiger's actually a lot he's doing better than that now. Long road to recovery to competing, right? But as far as being bedridden for 6 months, that's
not seems kind of secondary, right? The competing part right now, Sam.
Yeah. So at any rate, the Masters go on.
Yep. The official starters are on the tee, Sam. So they just introduced Lee Elder, and he got a great ovation. And now Gary Player is going to hit his honorary tee shot. Jack Nicklaus will go after that. We don't really care about that Buckeye. Although it's amazing, Sam, because he always wears mace. He's a Buckeye, but he's always in mace. So you know where maybe he might actually have an affinity for. But the tournament really gets underway at a little after 8 o'clock. And TV this afternoon, always can watch on the Masters app, and I will be watching all day for the next 4 days, Sam. So if you try to get my attention starting a little after 8 o'clock this morning and I don't respond, I'm probably just watching golf.
I gotcha. All right, folks, we got to get to a break. When we come back on the other side, it'll be recruiting time of the show, where we give you the latest and the greatest in football and or basketball recruiting and take your recruiting questions at this time and this time only. 734-998-1050. You can tweet us at Michigan Insider. Tweet me directly at SamWeb77. You can email us at studio@WTK.com. Recruiting roundup when we return here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, the ticket.